Daly plays it forward. Davidson now picks up the ball for Park Avenue, one way then the other. Lovely intricate ball to penalty area. A shot on goal, and that's the first goal for Park Avenue.
Very nicely worked goal there. Very
I'm just trying to work out who scored it in the midst of all that.
Marshall, I think, actually put it.
Yeah, I think it was Marshall with the final touch, but lovely build-up play, which I think was O'Brien that started it. Intricate ball to Davidson, then through to Marshall. Goal to Park Avenue, and we've literally just had 6 minutes 20 on the clock, and Park Avenue lead. The signs were there, though, Phil.
The signs were there.
Green and whites of Park Avenue looking to turn the screw. There's a corner to be taken by Alex Davidson on the very far side. Marshall comes short. Everyone else stays central in the penalty area. In it's drifted. Up go the heads. It's a flicked header and in. That's James Knowles with the glancing header on the edge of the 6-yard box. And that's a goal on 23 minutes, which really does put Ashton under real pressure in this game, if they weren't already. That's 2-0 Park Avenue.
It's been coming as that second goal, Jonathan. It's been definitely coming.
Ball's played to Matthews on the edge of the penalty area. Tried to flick it to Marshall. He's got beyond the defender and fell over in the penalty area. Referee's given a penalty. It's going to be Marshall to take it. We're on 27th minute here. Takes it quickly beyond the keeper. And that's 3-0 Park Avenue. And it's Richard Marshall, which surely now at this early stage has put Ashton out of the game. And it's a well-taken penalty. Took it very quickly. As soon as the whistle blew, he was on his way and slotted it to the left of the keeper, who went the right way but was never really going to get near it, Phil.
Well, it's 3-0 to Avenue, and frankly, they deserve to be 3-0.
Over the top. Davidson flicks past the goalkeeper. This has got to be a fourth for Park Avenue. In it goes. It's the easiest goal that Davidson will ever score. A ball over the top. Keeper came. Davidson flicked it beyond him, and then there was no way but Ashton could stop an inevitable goal, and just before it hit the line, he smashed it into the back of the net. It's Davidson with the fourth for Park Avenue. 4-0 now they lead against Ashton United, and well, it's just about saving face now for Ashton, isn't it? And there goes the final whistle here at the Horsfall Stadium. A very convincing performance from the home side. They've been dominant, they've been fantastic to watch going forward, and some great passing movements. It's led to 4 goals, 3 points, and job done for Park Avenue. It's finished at the Horsfall. Park Avenue 3, Ashton 0.